dog treats. Is that right, Sandy?
Good morning. That's correct. We bake healthy treats for dogs.
And give me an idea how this idea came up. Where did that come from?
This is actually a license. It was started by two guys in the Midwest in 1989. And my sister and I actually saw the two guys, Dan and Mark, on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And became somewhat obsessed with opening a dog store, just like they did. And so after talking to them over a course of 2 or 3 years, my husband and I opened a store.
Well, a lot of people love their pets, and they love to take them out and show them off. And I guess they can come into the Corona Del Mar location in the plaza across from Bristol Farms in Corona Del Mar. What are your hours? Do you have dog hours?
If there's a dog waiting at the door before we open, believe me, we open for the door. The big joke is I need to leave a key under the mat for when we're not there.
Oh, so they would know that they're going to that store. I know how dogs are, and they remember their treats.
They know. It's amazing. People tell us that they're like a mile away, and the dog starts yelping, knowing that they're coming in. But we have dogs. If the doors are closed, we have dogs waiting at the doors.
Oh, my gosh. With their owners?
With their owners.
Okay, they're not there. The local.
many of them, believe me, know the way to
the lady and the tramp.
They're
out there in your back there. So how long have you been open?
It'll be 11 years this Thanksgiving.
And dog owners come in from all over to get the special treats, and we were joking that, you know, she should have brought some in here, and we would, I, you know, because they're healthy, they're not just for dogs. Now give me one of the favorites of all the dogs that of the treats. What's one of the favorites, and what's in it? What is it?
It's probably the Ruffles. They're my dog's favorite. And it's a set of three little balls, and it's a wheat flour, like a wheat mix, cake mix, and then it's rolled up in the frosting, which is a low-fat yogurt and honey mixture, and then rolled in peanuts, carob, and coconut. And the dogs just go nuts for them.
Peanuts, carob. Jesse, you could have brought that in.
I should have brought it in.
Oh, my gosh.
We have people coming in all the time asking us for a cup of coffee to go with their pastry, and we're like, it's for dogs.
And they're not all filled with preservatives and you know, God knows what they put in some of the dog, but this is healthy, homemade.
Human-grade ingredients. We don't use salt, sugar, preservatives in anything, and never chocolate.
Oh, boy. Now, I see Roger Anson, and Roger, I assume, is your husband.
Roger is my husband.
Mm-hmm. And you and he have started this store 11 years ago. You told us a little bit about how you got started, but I noticed something else that Margie and Brian, the producers of the show, told me, that you are really into the animal rescue idea. Tell us a little bit about how you got into that and what you do.
It's just, there's so many dogs and cats out there that need homes, and it's just so unfortunate. So we do everything that we can to try to help them find homes and get them out of the shelters before they're euthanized. We work very closely with Newport Beach Animal Control and the animal shelter here. I work with several different rescue groups. We do rescues. We sponsor rescues once a month outside the store. And we have different rescue groups, Counterparts for Hounds. The Greyhounds have been coming. A lot of times, individuals will bring their own dogs if they have to give them up due to foreclosures or whatever unfortunate reason. We take donations in the store and we give it to various rescue groups who we need it. Just recently, we took about $700 down to the rescue center in Mission Viejo. They were responsible for getting a lot of the dogs out of the shelters that were going to be euthanized in high kill shelters.
So and finding homes for them. Now, how long has your dog had you guys?
My dog's been with me for about 6 years.
She said, what kind of dog is it? Let's talk.
It's a yellow lab.
A yellow lab. And his name or her name?
His name is Jagger.
Jagger. All right. Well, hello, Jagger. I'm sure he's listening to Sandy on the radio.
He's at work right now.
Recognize your voice. So I can't believe it. It's a very specialized store for dog treats. And I guess the people just line up, and so many people are, you know, they want to walk their dog. It's something they've got to do, and they're out there. It's just a wonderful place to go and stop in. And now, do you have other things like collars or other little accessories, or is it, what all is in the store?
We have it all. We have beds, collars, leashes, toys, treats, bones, shampoo, you name it, we got it.
So it's a complete dog store.
It's an experience is what it is.
Now what about cats? Are cats allowed there at all?
We've had several cats in. We do have a kitty section, so we're non-discriminatory.
There you go.